break. These are crooked people, hence I call her Crooked Hillary.
This is the man who could be the next president of the United States. Let me speak to the man who keeps an eye on all things American and all things political in general, but he's so anti-Donald Trump. It is Malachy O'Doherty. Malachy, you know, when you hear him talk, you nearly want to go out and vote for that man.
Well, he is quite remarkable, isn't he? I mean, he is a public entertainer above anything else. He's a comedian. And not only that, he has tapped into something, and we'd be very... We'd be very careless to ignore what it is that he has tapped into. He's tapped into something, a feeling in America that they have, that the especially the white working class, blue collar worker, has been basically dumped on over the years, and has been denied a break, and has been pretty much disadvantaged through the economic upheavals, the crash of 2008 and so on. And another thing that is quite resonant with things we've seen here, a feeling that politics has become too polished, that it's, you know, if they're being slick and if they're resorting to experts, then they're just trying to pull something over on you. So you get somebody like Trump, who is a bit like Bernard Manning, you know, or one of those comedians that we had here, who can get up on a platform in front of thousands of people, and he can rally them by appealing to their sense that that they've been put down, that they've been disadvantaged, and that the political world is a con, and that the slicker it is, the more wary you have to be of it.
Do you not think it's an incredible insult to Donald Trump to even be using Bernard Manning in the same breath?
No, I mean, I think watch Trump, and I mean, it is what he's... I mean, he's hugely sexist, isn't he? I mean, that language that he used about the woman on the plane, I mean, he's completely deriding any, credibility to the charges that he did assault these women. Fair enough, if he's innocent and he's innocent and proven guilty, then he's got a right to make that case, so yes. But, I mean, certainly the manner in which he was picked up speaking on the bus when he spoke about how he would move in on a woman and how he just believed that as a star and as a celebrity that they would completely yield to him, you know. I think that's in the line of the coarse-grained sexist performer, you know.
So, Malachy,
still find that very funny.
But on that, if he is as bad as you are painting him, why is every woman in America not voting for Hillary Clinton? Why is she still struggling? He should be a dust in the distance now, and yet they're still going into this final presidential debate almost neck and neck.
I know, and you would think the Republicans must be thinking, you know, if we had any other candidate but Trump, this would be in the bag, because Hillary is not streaking out ahead. I wonder if Hillary has basically just been in politics too long. I mean, imagine a situation here with maybe Tony Blair making a political comeback, something he's actually intimated in an interview last week. I mean, I think that, you know, he would bring with him a record of huge electoral success, but we would all just groan. We would all just yawn. We know his devices. We know his technique too well, and it just couldn't happen. And there may be a similar feeling with that about Hillary. People have seen her political evolution over too long a period, seen her change her minds on things, seen the mistakes that she's made, and they really just are tired of that. And for all that, she is, you know, in other walks of life, experience counts as experience, you know. You would say that somebody's been in at the top of politics for so long that qualifies them. But, you know, for a lot of people, it just says, oh, no, this is just something we're too familiar with. Politics is showmanship. Politics is showmanship, and primarily that is where Trump has it. Trump is a terrific showman. I disagree with him, and yeah, I'm putting him down by comparing him to Bernard Manning, but I couldn't do what he does. I couldn't dazzle an audience the way Trump can dazzle an audience. And just to go for there, just to take the pulse of an audience and know, you know, that there are people in America, you know, and they just feel they've been put upon by ideas of political correctness. They feel that the Washington is just a power grabbing outfit for looking after itself. They feel that the rights of the ordinary guy in the sticks are the least consideration of anyone. And he just picks that up in the pulse, and he just echoes it back to them, and they love him for it.
But can either of them?
Thing, Frank, I've been watching the pattern. I mean, we're saying yes, Trump is behind in the polls. You're quoting 4%. There are others, but I'm 11% behind. You know, so it's not as simple as that. But if you look at the graph of his polling from the beginning of the year, it's a wave pattern. You know, it's a wave pattern. He's been down. He's been down as low as he is now. He was down there in September. You know, and he came up again. And I mean, it is a 2-month cycle of dip and rise. And you know, what we'll watch if that pattern holds, then he's about to enter a rise again. Now that pattern may not hold, and then really he is finished. But you watch that. You know, that has been the way it has gone before. This is a man. The people know what they're getting. You know, we think, oh my goodness, you know, he's sexist and he's foul-mouthed and he's aggressive. He's bound to be throwing it all away. But, you know, the people who are with him in September, the people who are with him in June, the people who are with him from the beginning of the year, they know what they've got. They know what it is they're backing, you know. And so he's not, you know, the chance of him actually losing his core vote is probably quite slim. I mean, they're not going to be swayed by the claims of sexual molestation of women. They've already knew that this man was a brash, sexist man.
Okay, in a moment I want to ask you if either of them actually have the ability to run America, to run the most powerful country arguably the most powerful country in the world. Alan's got a point that he wants to make to you. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Alan. Go ahead.
I think it's a disgrace the way your man has compared Donald Trump to Bernard Manning. An absolute disgrace. And all the stuff that he's saying Trump done this and Trump done that. There's an epic fall in this election from March on the American media, and there's a total blackout on the Clintons. There's nothing on the news the fact that Hillary Clinton threatened Russia. Russia in the last 2 weeks of nuclear war 3 times. Nothing on the news about that. Nothing on the news about Bill Clinton's son, who has arisen and wants to be recognised. Nothing about that. Everything's about Trump and what he'd done 11 years ago on a bus. There's a total media blackout on this.
So you think the Americans are rigging it so as Donald Trump doesn't win it?
Absolutely. Of course they are. Then why is he getting a free roll on CNN and stuff like that? The Brad admitted it. The videos are all around the internet about the reporters saying how much they're giving their free reign.
But do you not get the impression that Donald Trump is, as I said last week, the gift that doesn't stop giving with the things that he says?
Well, Brant, he must be hitting all the buttons, because despite what you see here in the media, he's well ahead in the States.
Would you like to see him become the president?
Anybody but Hillary Clinton. And, anybody but her.
Okay, explain to me briefly why you are so against Hillary Clinton.
Well, she denied Bill Clinton the right to see his son. Bill Clinton's got a son, 30 years of age. He's now just come out of woodwork. They've been hiding it for the last all that. But he's been sending Christmas money to him. Because he's black. He's a black fella. He's got 5 kids of his own. He's now come to light, and he's been trying to get recognised as Bill Clinton's son. Look what happened. Look what Clinton done to the mother and stuff like that. She was straight out of a second floor building. She denied that man the right to see his son, and the son's already come out and said it all over the weekend on American news networks.
Yes, there are many accusations, of course, that have been made against the Clintons generally, and in particular against the former president, Bill Clinton. But what at this point in time makes Hillary Clinton less capable of running the Western world and being the most powerful person in the West? What is it that makes her less capable than Donald Trump? Because people looking in from outside do see Donald Trump as some sort of man living on a fantasy TV program, as opposed to a serious contender to be the president of the United States of America.
Well, here's the thing. There was an old saying that Bush was an idiot, but he was their idiot. He was controlled by all the globalists, the bankers, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. Donald Trump is funding all this himself. He's not taking no money from no donors, so therefore they can't control him. And that's the reason why I don't want them in.
Well, this is a man who didn't pay his taxes.
Well, his taxes are being audited at the minute. So how do we know that?
So you reckon
taxes are being audited?
But would he be a better president? You may detest Hillary Clinton, but would he be a better president than Hillary Clinton?
I think he would.
Malachy, it tends to be an absolute dislike of Hillary Clinton. And that, you know, Alan is not wrong.
No,
there are many parts of America who hate this woman. We hug her because she walked the Ormo Road. There's an element of that. You know, the SDLP treat her like as if she's a member. There's so much love and warmth going out towards Hillary Clinton, but Americans don't justify that, or certainly don't exude it.
No, I mean, there are various things at play there. One is although a lot of the people who would on the Republican Party might like her for this, that she did vote for the invasion of Iraq, for instance. She's seen as somebody who changes her tune, you know, to suit the electorate. She's seen as somebody who stood by Bill when Bill was getting into trouble, getting himself into trouble with other women. She's seen as part of the whole Clinton tradition and legacy. She's seen as somebody who's got some kind of air of entitlement. You know, there's something dynastic about this, in the same way that there's something dynastic about the Bushes coming back. I also think there's something misogynistic about it, you know. I think there's an awful lot of men don't like a clever woman, you know. And I think that plays into it too. I know that's going to annoy some people, you know, and they're going to disagree with that. And it's not true of all men. But some men just bristle. They just feel that there's something schoolmamish about her. It's a tone that they don't like. It was very similar to the reaction to Margaret Thatcher. Not a politician I would ever have wanted to see in charge of anything myself. But yet, when you heard a lot of the criticism of Thatcher, it was not based on the political ideology and the philosophy that she put forward. It was very largely based on the fact that she's a woman, and the men being a sense of us all being scolded by Nanny, you know, and people not taking to that. So that's in play as well. Now, Alan is also bringing up other things, which, you know, he is clearly quite convinced by this story that this man who claims to be Clinton's son is his son. But that is not, it's not verified. You know, the media is not... why is the media not running with that story? Well, you know, the media wouldn't run with the story if somebody was claiming to be... the son of many prominent figures in public life, because there is the potential that you are maligning that person, that you're defaming them, that you're going to get into legal trouble over.
But how damaging would it be if they were able to nail that story?
Well, I think, I mean, we all know that Clinton was a womanizer. We all know, you know, the chances that a man like Bill Clinton has left traces behind him are pretty high, you know. And so, yes, that's, you know, and we know that that Hillary endured that, certainly wanted to help him in his political career despite that. I mean, I think one of the most appalling things is that... at a time when Hillary and Bill were faced with these accusations and trying to deal with it, you know, that Bill deflected attention away from it by firing a missile at a chemical plant in Sudan. You know, Bill Clinton is not an angel. You know, and then having carried out acts of war like that, then was over in Omaha, you know, standing on platforms and deriding the awful evil of bombers who would kill civilians. But he was perfectly able to fire off a cruise missile himself when it deflected attention from political problems at home.
But whether it's a political issue or a war decision or indeed his personal life, that line you used there, particularly about his personal life, it, to some extent sums up what people think of Bill Clinton. And it's very, very shabby. You actually used the line, he would have left traces behind him. Like that's it's like the behaviour of an animal almost.
Yeah, I mean, and that's true, and I'm not defending him for that. I think it's appalling, and I mean, there are a whole series of women who give very credible stories about Clinton imposing himself on them. Others, I mean, the Monica Lewinsky one was less that. You know, I don't think there was any suggestion that he accosted, molested Monica Lewinsky.
That was good old-fashioned giving in to temptation, that one.
Yeah, I'll call it that, or that, or using the, or dazzling a younger, impressionable woman with the power of his office and so on, you know.
But as we continue to talk about him, and I know we're talking about Bill Clinton and not Hillary Clinton, yeah. But she'll be judged against how, but she'll be judged against how she behaved at that time, and very often, but very often we are on this program running an analysis on Donald Trump, which makes him sound on Donald Trump, which makes him sound like the sort of guy you wouldn't want representing you. But when you look at the Clintons and look at the way she reacted and the way she's come back and the way she's sort of looking to Bill to help her to get into the White House, almost to square the circle, so to speak, you have to realise that, you know, Hillary Clinton is to many people no more appealing than Donald Trump is.
Well, that appears to be the case. That is so obvious from listening to your caller, Alan, as well. But should Hillary Clinton be answerable for the sexual predations of Bill Clinton? You know, is a wife still answerable for her husband's behaviour? Now, if you can show that she abused the women who made the complaints, if you can show that, you know, she did that, then you're in the same ballpark. You're saying that that she's you know, pretty much as bad as Trump is, in that, you know, that she will corner and revile an abused woman and take, you know, and then pretend to have had nothing to do with it. But that's not been established. You know,
but she has a track record. But she has a track record of doing what's best for brand Clinton, as opposed to what's best for America or what's best for some woman who makes an accusation.
Well, the most you can say then is that one can infer from that that she must have, you know, manipulated situations to defend Bill when he was accused of sexual predations. But you know, what compare that against, you know, this this brash man who boasts about groping and who sneers at women who make accusations back again, you know. You know, okay, even where does that get you if you get to that point where you say Hillary is Hillary's as bad in her mistreatment of abused women as Trump is? Then you just have two things that cancel each other out. You know, you're still then left with Hillary Clinton as being the far, far more experienced politician and the one who's more likely to do the job. Of course, then again, you're into the question about health. You know, when we say, is she the one better able to do the job? We don't know. She may not be. Trump may be onto something when he talks about her health. You know, I mean, Alan talked about the stuff on the internet about Clinton's alleged son. You know, there's stacks of other stuff on the internet suggesting that that Hillary is concealing an illness, and we saw some indication of that in her collapsing on the way to the car after she had to leave the 9/11 commemoration in New York. So, you know, and that's why he comes up with the idea of a drug test. It's not so much that he wants to prove that she's, you know, taking something to boost her energies, you know. But, I mean, do you run a drug test on Hillary and he thinks maybe you'll find something that reveals a treatment that she's getting for a condition? I don't know. But I know this. I mean, I'm 65 years old. I don't have the same energy that I had when I was 30. If somebody said tomorrow you've got this big job, you're going to be running the country, let alone you're going to be running the United States of America, you know, on the waning energy of an aging man, you know, I wouldn't have it in me to do that. And I wonder that anyone touching 70 wants to do that, really.
Well, if you're power hungry, and both of them of course are, if you're power hungry, you're a different beast than you or me, Malachy. But I really appreciate your input, fella. Thank you.